Why did the farmer plant light bulbs?
I don't know why.
Because she wanted power plants.
It's time for the children's hour.
From a CD called Sun, that's the title track. And here comes, it is the sun. It's a sunny day here in Albuquerque, New Mexico. I am Katie Stone, and I'm here on the Children's Hour with a whole lot of great people in the room. Hello, everybody in the room. Hello.
Hello.
Told ya. A lot of great people in here. Well, I'm just so happy to be here with all of you. It's a great day, and we have a show coming up that's so cool. We're going to be talking about clean energy. You all know about this in this room.
Yes.
You're going to be teaching us about clean energy, actually, and with the kids from the Global Warming Express. And then we also have some kids in the room here who are part of the movement to make Albuquerque ban what's called single-use plastic. So we're going to learn more about that, what that is, and how they came up with that great idea. And by the way, they're kids that came up with this great idea, so that's super awesome for us on the Children's Hour. But first, I wanted to just say hi to everybody in the room, including my right-hand girl here, Elliot, who's at the board helping me engineer. Hi, Elliot. Good morning.
Morning.
And let's go around the room this way. Who's here? Hi.
Hi, it's Maya.
Hi, it's Amadeus.
Hi, it's Zen.
Hi, it's Nola.
Hi, it's Kaya.
Hi, it's Suki.
Hi, it's Stella.
Hi, it's Emily.
Hi, it's Lori.
Hi, it's Adrian.
Hi, it's Athena.
Hi, it's Alex.
Anybody else over there? Yeah? Okay, come on over. Come on over.
Hi, it's Ari.
Hi. Well, everyone, it's great to have you here. Hi, welcome to the Children's Hour, for those of you who've never been here before. And hello to my regular crew. And Maya, you're joining our crew. How old are you? Where are you from?
I'm 11 years old, and I live in both Albuquerque and Rio Rancho, New Mexico.
Nice. Welcome to the Children's Hour.
Thank you.
Glad to have you with us. And any news in the studio here today? Any news? Yeah, you have news. Somebody has news. Yeah.
I got two pet birds.
No way.
Mm-hmm.
What kind of birds?
Cockatiels.
Wow. Are they noisy?
Yes, very.
Are they noisy like all night? I always imagine that they're going to be noisy all night long.
They're not noisy all night long.
Just in the day?
Yeah.
Can you imitate what they sound like?
Mm-mm.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Do they sound like this? No, not like that? Do they sound like this?
Super loud.
Do they sound like a...
Like that?
You no. brought him here to the studio? No. Oh, wait. Oh, no, that's Zen. Okay. Okay, you are not going to imitate their sound. Well, congratulations. What are their names?
Shade and Lemon.
Oh, are you going to teach them how to say things and dance?
We're working on that.
Working on that. You better watch out what you say around them, because you never know what they're going to pick up. I've heard some horror stories about talking birds and the things they say, they choose to say. Anybody else have any news in the studio? No teeth fell out? Nothing? Yeah, please.
I got a dog.
Oh, what kind of dog?
A Lhasa Apso mix.
Oh, those are those furry little ones.
Yeah.
What's his name? Her name?
Luna.
And friendly?
Very friendly.
Aww. Puppy?
1 year old. Yeah.
That's pretty great. News? Yeah.
Well, recently my snake shed his skin, so that's cool. From the measuring, I can tell he's over 4 feet now. Like 4'6" now? It's pretty crazy.
Do you live with the snake in your house?
Yeah, he's in a little container. He's very cute. Very nice.
He's as big as you. Yeah. That's excellent. I'm looking at the kids here who are four feet tall and thinking, that's how tall your snake is.
Yeah, he's just very skinny.
He's skinny.
He's a corn snake.
Very cool. Yeah. Well, I'm super excited to learn everything we can about clean energy today. And we're going to find that out on the Children's Hour this morning. And we're going to find out about this single-use plastic ban. I'm looking forward to hearing more about that. And there's just so much to say and so much to do. But I know that part of clean energy is something that just, it comes up, the solution to our addiction to fossil fuels, it comes up every day, the solution, doesn't it?
Yes.
What is it?
Clean energy.
And I know what it is. It's in the sky. It's over our head. It's constantly raining down energy, more energy than we
could. It's the sun!
Exactly! More energy than we could possibly use. This is Hans Mayer from a CD called It's Our World, the Green Album. Stick with us, this is the Children's Hour.
We need the sun, sun, yes, we need the sun, shining down on me. We need the sun, sun, yes, we need the sun, solar energy. Oh, everything on the earth needs sun for warmth and energy and having fun. We need the sun, sun, yes, we need the sun, solar energy. La 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 la. Oh yeah. La 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 la. Oh, we need the sun, sun, yes, we need the sun, shining down on me. We need the sun, sun, yes, we need the sun, solar energy. Oh, everything on earth needs sun for warmth and energy and having fun. We need the sun, sun, yes, we need the sun, solar energy, solar energy, solar energy.
In the studio with us are a bunch of kids from the Global Warming Express. And the Global Warming Express is an organization that is out of the Sierra Club. And that is, we're really excited to have them in the studio with us. Kids of a lot of different ages are in the room. How old are you all in this room? How old is...
I'm 8.
Okay. Yeah.
9.
9.
8.
9. 8.
9.
9.
9.
10. 10. 8. 9. 10. So you all are part of an organization called the Global Warming Express. What is the Global Warming Express? Yeah.
It's an organization planned on trying to make a difference in this planet just by using kids. It's very helpful. Children learn many things, and yeah, that's it.
Really neat. Now, you are experts at this point in clean energy. Would you explain what do you mean by clean energy? Yeah.
Clean energy is something that doesn't pollute our environment or, like, doesn't send carbon dioxide into the atmosphere.
So what kind of energies are clean and are considered clean? Yeah, yeah.
Well, an example is solar energy.
Okay, and yeah.
And another example is hydroelectric.
Hydroelectric, like collecting the energy off of a river? Mm-hmm. Is that how that works? If you think about it, that's so smart. A lot of energy is moving that water downhill. Why not collect it? That's pretty cool. Yeah.
And there's also wind energy.
Here, come on around here so I can hear you.
And there's also wind energy.
Wind energy. I've seen those huge windmills in New Mexico, on the east side of New Mexico. Can you talk about... why is it so important to have clean energy in addition to not spewing carbon dioxide? But what does that actually do? Why is it so important? Yeah, anybody. Why is it so important that we not have polluting energy? Yeah.
It will help us succeed into trying to make this Earth a better place, trying to get it more into a stable place where we can actually try to save it. Because our Earth is kind of in a crisis point right now where global warming is kind of taking over. Yeah.
Explain that. You talk about global warming and there's people who listen who are like, global warming, it's cold today. It can't be global warming because it's cold today. What do we say to people like that?
Well, global warming is... well, you guys use a car. CO2 is from your car. It's the gas inside your car, and it lifts up into the air, and it creates an atmosphere around our Earth. And then when the sun reflects on it, it makes our Earth really hot. In some places, the climate changes, like in Antarctica, where some penguins and some polar bears, and then in the North Pole too, not good for the polar bears either, because they're all of the snow or their icebergs is just melting under their feet, and the cubs can't get around without their moms, and the moms are drowning.
It's sad. And so the solution, you all are saying the solution is within reach. We just have to commit to doing more clean energy. Is that what you're saying?
Yes.
So you're going to be, what is your organization going to go talk to the politicians about this? Are you working, is that how you're trying to make this happen? What are you guys going to do? Yeah.
We're talking to politicians, we're talking to the public and trying to get them to vote for politicians that will make good decisions for our climate and not support the oil and gas companies and support the solar and wind farms instead.
Are we, if we don't act soon, are we at a place, you said we're in a crisis when you were talking about it. And are we in a place where if we don't act soon, really bad consequences will happen for your future? Is that why you're so engaged in this?
Yes.
Are you worried about your future?
Yes. Very.
See, our the politicians are just, when they're talking about making us kids, like giving us a better future. Well, they're stealing our future in front of our very eyes. It's like they're just saying, okay, let's put oil in the ground. Okay, now let's take it out. Let's burn fossil fuels. It's not good for our Earth, and they're just stealing our future right in front of our very eyes.
And you want them to stop doing that. And what could politicians do to make that change?
Well, as you're talking about clean energy, they can try to change to clean energy and try to, like, do the simple things like recycle and compost and stuff like that. Yeah.
And you're saying, like, even make policies around clean energy.
Yes. Because,
you know, I was studying clean energy before this show, and I was looking at how energy is consumed. And, you know, some of it is flying in airplanes and driving cars.
Yes.
A whole lot of energy is consumed in manufacturing and in business. In fact, more is consumed by big industry. How do we convince them to go to clean energy? How do we convince them it's worth the cost of investing? Yeah.
Well, we just kind of have to talk at them and, like, tell them they don't have to have a choice. Like, if they want people to live after they're gone, they have to stop doing that now, and they don't have a choice to say no. We have to tell them they can't say no. They have to do it.
It almost seems like the cost today is it might be large today. It might feel large and seem large. But if you look at the cost over time, you guys, when you kids are all 40, and if we don't do anything, we're in big trouble.
We're in very big trouble. It's not like we can trash this planet then move to Mars. We need to keep this planet healthy, clean. We can't just move to another planet. I mean, scientists are trying to figure out if we can try to move to a different planet, but our Earth, no, we can't just abandon our Earth like that. Mother Earth gives us a lot of things, food, water, fun, and then by repaying her, we're just trashing it, and that's not fair for her or for the Earth. It's just not.
And it's also not fair for the animals, because it's not just us on this planet. It's us and it's animals and it's bacteria and it's plants and it's
so many things.
So many things, and we can't move everything to another planet.
You're listening to kids who are from the Global Warming Express. We're going to come back to you in just a few minutes and talk about some of the solutions that are available right now and today to go to clean energy here in New Mexico. But in the meantime, we thought we'd play this. This is Vermilion Lies is the name of the band.
Are melting. You know what that means?
Everything's going swimmingly. Global warming.
It's hot.
Global warming.
It's not cool.
Some fin
sushi. Global warming.
It's hot.
Global warming.
It's not cool.
Global warming is too warm for school.
The ozone layer's depleting.
You won't worry for long.
Zoe?
Yes, Kim?
What about the polar bears?
Polar bears are already naked.
They can't take their clothes off.
Oh, no. The polar bears don't have any clothes.
They might expire. They might decompose. Oh, what will we do
about those poor polar
bears? Wait, Kim,
bears?
I know. We'll build them a freezer.
A freezer?
Yeah.
A freezer. We'll build a freezer for the polar bears. We'll build a freezer for the penguins. We'll build a freezer for the elephants.
Oh, a freezer's too cold for elephants.
That's okay. We'll build them a fridge.
We'll build a fridge for the elephants. We'll build a fridge
for people who really want to wear pants.
Not us.
We'll build a fridge. It'll be so big we'll keep it on Mars.
Everybody.
The Vermilion Lies from a CD called What's in the Box, the Global Warming Song. It is pretty scary if you think, this is the children's hour that you're tuned to, and it's pretty scary if you think about global warming and the planet getting really, really hot. And we have kids from the Global Warming Express in the studio talking about clean energy, and they're concerned about their future, and we are too. Zen, on our regular crew, you love natural history, and talk to us about, this has happened before on our planet, hasn't it?
Yep, it has. And so the way this happened was through a natural occurrence. Suddenly there was this big boom in life, specifically plant life.
When?
During the Carboniferous period around 400 million years ago.
Before the dinosaurs.
Before the dinosaurs. Reptiles were just about diversifying this time. This was before mammals, before dinosaurs, before even Dimetrodon and stuff. So anyway, there was a whole bunch of decaying matter from all these new kinds of plants. And there were no, like, detritivores back then, or very little to eat all those plants. And those decaying plants were just basically releasing carbon dioxide, and there was nothing to really stop them from doing that. And eventually, this got to a point where it just got really hot, really humid, really, oh my gosh, yes. Luckily, the big dominant things were insects, and so they weren't super harmed. But eventually, more fungi and detritivores evolved to eat all this decaying matter, and more plant species evolved to kind of diversify the environment, and things kind of cooled down after like tens of millions of years.
Well, so we don't have tens of millions of years.
No, we don't.
And so we have to come up with solutions now that that sort of replicate that process, getting rid of the CO2 in the atmosphere, but also what you kids are trying to do, which is just come up with other ways of producing energy. And we have lots of questions in the studio. We are asking the kids from the Global Warming Express.
What is the big goal for the Global Warming Express?
Well, different schools have different goals. So one school that I was in, we were working on getting solar panels on the school. And
so you guys are involved in Global Warming Express through your schools?
Yes. So okay. Different schools have different goals.
Yeah. Yeah, either one. Yeah.
So,
right to the mic, Nola, right to the mic.
Our school is working on banning plastic bags from Albuquerque and single-use plastic.
That's great. Yeah.
Our school is also working on, trying to not idle that much.
Oh, you mean you make places where when people are coming to pick up their kids from school, you're saying, shut off your car. Is that what you're saying?
If you have to wait in, like, a long line, then you should turn off your car if you're going to be waiting for a while.
Wow, I really like that idea. That's really smart. Yeah, yeah.
And did you know that parents save actually more money? If you idle for an hour, I think you lose a gallon. And so you parents
of gasoline.
You can you parents can save money if you don't idle, and that's actually pretty good.
Not to mention it smells better while, you know, in the pickup line.
Yep.
It's really stinky to have those big cars, like, you know, spewing their fossil fuels. Well, it is really exciting to have you guys here in the studio. I know we have another question over here. Yeah.
How can kids get involved?
Well, we have a Facebook page that parents can look on. Also, we have a website that is theglobalwarmingexpress.org. And also, if parents wanted to start a group at their school, they can contact Jeannie Stevens, the director.
Okay, and you can find Jeannie's information at theglobalwarmingexpress.org. You all have a big event coming up on Tuesday. You want to talk to us about it? Yeah.
Well, the event that we're going to is we're going to go to Santa Fe to talk to the city council, because right now we're working on banning single-use plastic, and we have four votes from the city council, and we need one more to ban single-use plastic from Albuquerque, and it's so exciting for us, and we're very lucky that we have this chance. And so what we're going to go there to do, we're going to go speak to the person who we're trying to convince to give that vote to us. We're going to go speak to him or her about what's happening and what's not good and how they can actually help us have a better future.
Another thing is on Tuesday, we're going up to the Roundhouse on Tuesday for its Environmental Day at the Roundhouse. So some of us are going to give speeches. And
that's pretty great. Yeah. Good for you. Are you excited about that? Yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yes. Yo, come on over here.
I'm giving a speech.
You are, Nola?
Yeah.
That's so great. And yeah.
I am too.
Are you going to? Yeah, you are too.
I am too.
Nice.
Me too.
You too. Wow, you all are really, I feel so impressed with our
guests.
We're
very involved with what's happening.
Well, I am super grateful that you took the time to come tell our listeners about it. And we're going to come back on the Children's Hour and talk more about the single-use plastic ban. There are kids here who have been behind that as well. And we're going to discuss that more in just a few minutes here on the Children's Hour.
You're listening to the Children's Hour. We'll be right back.
Supporting our community means a lot to Albuquerque-based Kay and Molly Textiles, which is why they're proud to support the Children's Hour podcasts. Their print studio is committed to creating great jobs that include health and education benefits, leadership development, and flexible hours for new immigrants and refugees in Albuquerque. Find their hand-printed towels at their retail store or in a store near you nationwide. Find out more at kandmolly.com. That's KEIandMolly.com. The Children's Hour podcast is made possible in part by Meow Wolf. Meow Wolf, your portal to the multiverse. Meow Wolf proudly supports the Children's Hour Incorporated.
That same wind, that same sun that blows and shines on everyone. Tame the wind and catch the sun, then we'll have power for everyone. The same wind, the same sun that blows and shines on everyone. Tame the wind and catch the sun, then we'll have power for everyone. The same waves, the same seas that splash and crash on you and me. Tame the waves inside the sea, then we'll have power for you and me. The same waves, the same seas that splash and crash on you and me. Tame the waves inside the sea, and we'll have power for you and me. You always get the power from the waves and the seas. It gives you energy, energy. Same earth, the same ground that people walk on all year round. Catch the heat by digging down and warm our houses all year round. The same earth, the same ground that people walk on all year round. Catch the heat by digging down and warm our houses all year round. That blows and shines on everyone. Tame the wind and catch the sun, then we'll have power for everyone. The same waves, the same seas that splash and crash on you and me. Tame the waves inside the sea, then we'll have power for you and me. The same earth, the same ground that people walk on all year round. Catch the heat by digging down and warm our houses all year round. The same wind, the same sun that blows and shines on everyone. Tame the wind and catch the sun, then we'll have power for everyone. What a yes, yes, what a yes.
Hayes Greenfield and friends from a CD called Music for a Green Planet, the same sun, the same wind. And you are listening to the Children's Hour, and in the studio with us are not only kids from the Global Warming Express, but also some more kids. We have Adrian. Hi. Hi.
Hello.
Hello. Alex.
Hello.
And Athena.
Hello.
And Ariana.
Hi.
Hi. You're way far from the mic, but I heard you. Hi. Talk to us about single-use plastic and the ban that you all are helping push through Albuquerque City Council.
Okay, so single-use plastic is like a plastic bag or a straw or styrofoam, and we want to ban that because it's hurting our environment, and it's not only like hurting us and our environment, it's also making the city not as clean as we would want it to be.
Interesting. So anything that we use just once. So like if I get a plastic straw at a restaurant and it comes in a plastic case where I have to rip the little plastic case off and then I use that straw, I'm only using that once.
Yeah.
What a waste.
Yeah.
How is plastic made? What is plastic made out of? Do you guys know?
No.
Yeah, you know? I'll tell you. It's made out of fossil fuels. The same thing we're burning in our cars makes plastic, which kind of puts it into a new perspective. So what's the story of what are restaurants supposed to do if you want to take carry out home from a restaurant if you can't use styrofoam containers?
Restaurants can use paper containers to, 'cause it still works in compostable plastic.
Because plastic, it doesn't break down like paper does. It takes a really long time, so it just stays on the earth, and it makes environments and habitats less pretty and harms the animals and people living there.
So when we throw plastic stuff in our garbage, you mean it doesn't actually ever decay?
No, not ever. It just gets into really, 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 really small pieces. And it never goes away. Ever. It just gets really small. And it poisons things.
So I heard a rumor, and this could be true, this could not be true, but I think it's true, that scientists are finding itty-bitty, tiny, microscopic pieces of plastic those everywhere.
Those pieces of plastics are called microplastics, and if they get into the ocean, they can harm the fish.
Wow.
Yeah, and we basically, let's say you want a cup of water, you're practically drinking microplastics. It's actually very bad for you too. It's in your food sometimes, it's in your water, it's on the animals, it's in our food. It's not good. It's really not.
And I also learned that plastic can sometimes cause cancer.
Whoa. Wow.
That's pretty serious. It is.
So talk about your band. Where is it standing today?
Right now, there are 4 members of the city council, and Pat Davis and some other people have made a...
Like a resolution to stop
an
using...
An ordinance. Plastic. Yeah.
To ban it from our whole city.
Yeah.
But we need one more vote, and that's why we're going to go up to Santa Fe and try to convince them to get one more vote.
But you need to convince the city council of Albuquerque.
Yes.
I think they're meeting on Monday night in Albuquerque. Are you all going to be at that meeting Monday night at city council? Do you think? Yeah?
Yes
we are.
Yeah? And you're going to go there, and you're going to tell them, well, you could go. They're open to everybody. City council meetings are open to everybody, and they allow public comment. Are you going to make public comment?
Yes.
And so in Albuquerque, when we collect our trash, and we need to have those trash people back on, but when we collect our trash, it mostly gets dumped in a landfill. It doesn't end up in the ocean necessarily, but what happens when it ends up in our landfill? What goes on then? Yeah.
Well...
Right in your mic, Nola.
Well, it produces really bad gases, and the gases go up into the air, and they create kind of a blanket around the earth, which causes global warming.
Whoa. So not only does it break down into tiny little microparticles, but then it also leaches some kind of toxic gases, too? Whoa. That's pretty serious. Yeah.
But also, it's like a blanket that the earth can't take off.
So, like, imagine you're in your bed, you're all cozy on one warm blanket, then your mom sneaks in the middle of the night and puts a really heavy blanket on you, and you can't take it off. That's exactly how the earth feels, but nobody put it on.
Wow.
Just basically us humans are pretty much destroying the earth. It's really
sad. And there's choices that we could be making... To not do this. For example, I'm seeing Ariana here is drinking out of a KUNM provided cup. That's fine. And it's styrofoam. So even KUNM could pick not using styrofoam. But you would. So what would a situation like this, what should they use instead? They should use paper?
Yeah, or they could have reusable cups here that you can use.
They should have metal cups.
Metal cups. I like that idea.
Or compostable. We can compostable plastic. When we throw it away, it will, unlike actual plastic, it will just disintegrate and it will be compostable.
Yeah.
Also, you could use glass. I mean,
glass
is reusable. Even if it breaks, you can just melt it down, use it again.
Yeah. Elliot.
Then you could also try to bring a reusable water bottle with you if there's a place that has plastic cups or single use, anything. You can just use a reusable bottle.
I love that idea. Yeah.
Yeah. Another thing that you can do is just try to avoid all of the plastic. Like when you go to a restaurant and they offer you a straw, maybe say no or bring your own cup, as she said. Yeah.
Cool.
And you could, like, if you're at a store and they are about to put some of your groceries in a plastic bag, you could say, no, I don't want a plastic bag, I brought my own bag, or you could say that you wanted a paper bag instead.
Oh, yeah.
They also sell metal straws that you can just wash and reuse, and they also have bags that you can reuse that aren't plastic that you can just bring to the store.
Oh, yeah, yeah, please, yes, go ahead.
At home, I have some metal straws.
Those are pretty cool, huh? They keep things pretty cold. You know, I went out to lunch with a friend of mine the other day, a fellow KUNM guy, Brandon Kennedy. Shout out to Brandon Kennedy. And he was so cool. He said, oh, I didn't bring my reusable container in case I have leftovers. And I told him that it had never occurred to me to bring a reusable container in my bag to a restaurant in case I had leftovers. You know how we solved that problem? We bought one meal and we shared it. So we ate the whole thing and we didn't have leftovers. But we were consciously trying not to have leftovers. I had never thought of that, but now I'm thinking of that. And now every time I'm going to go to a restaurant again, I'm going to bring my own container in case I have leftovers. And that way I can put the leftovers in a reusable container.
Usually when we go to restaurants and we have leftovers, my brother, he has his metal lunch container with him, and it's like it has three containers, and so he puts his leftovers in there.
So smart.
And like sometimes you may say, like, when you go to McDonald's or Panda Express, you want to go through the drive-thru, I actually had an experience once when I tried that, and I said, can I put this in a glass container? And they're like, let me go see. So it took like 10 minutes. We were just standing there, and they were going to ask a manager, and it was actually, and then they came back to us. They're like, okay.
Then they let you.
Yeah, they let us.
But if more and more people did that, it would become normal.
Yeah, like, it would become pretty much
normal.
They
would say, awesome, do you have your own plate? Great, here's your food.
Yeah, and then another thing is, like, when the restaurants say, okay, they're bringing their own plates, we don't have to spend money on all of this plastic that's just sitting there in that corner and never getting used.
That's right. They can save money. Is that part of your argument before city council, is that it actually will save money?
Yes, and actually because most people are like, yeah, I don't want, like, most people kind of rely on money. And let's say you just get a reusable cup. You don't need to buy a plastic cup, or at, like, you go to an amusement park, you can just say, put my lemonade in this, you know?
I love that idea. Yeah.
I'd like to add that we need to be on the list of, like, banning plastic bags, like Austin, Boston, and San Francisco. They Whoa. Already have a plastic
Austin, can. Boston, San Francisco, Albuquerque. I like that. I think that we could add ourselves to that list.
Oh, and Santa Fe.
Oh, and Santa Fe. Santa Fe. Albuquerque. Oh, you're going to say Santa Fe? Yeah.
And Europe banned plastic straws.
Europe banned
Actually,
plastic straws.
Yeah. Single-use plastic.
That's a lot of cities. Yeah.
And Hawaii doesn't even use plastic.
Whoa, they've banned plastic. Well, there is Completely. A huge problem with plastic in the ocean, isn't there? Where it's just
Yes.
spinning around in the ocean, degrading slowly.
Yeah, there's like a big, huge chunk of plastic the size of Texas just floating around in the ocean. So any fish in the ocean can just come swimming up to it, grab something, get stuck in something, like our plastic
beer containers or stuff like that, and then they just go swimming around. When we catch them, they're just stuck in plastic.
That's awful.
There was actually a sea turtle that swallowed, I think her name was Rose. She swallowed a plastic straw, and she had to get it removed.
Whoa.
Glitter is very bad because if it gets in the ocean, fish can eat it.
Glitter?
Yeah.
Glitter?
Glitter.
Whoa.
Like plastic and, like any type of plastic. And when people catch the fish and they make it into sushi, you're literally eating glitter and plastic.
Whoa. Lots of comments here. Yeah. Yeah, please.
Well, I heard there's a guy in the ocean and he's trying to clean it up. And his name is Boyan Slat, and he has a whole project called the Ocean Cleanup.
I hope he's super successful. Yeah.
Well, it's not working really right now.
Oh, it's not working. Oh, darn. We have a lot of comments. Yes. Yes, you? Yes.
Well, if a turtle eats plastic in the ocean, its mind will think that it's full, but it won't actually be full, and it will starve to death.
Oh, that's so sad. Yeah.
The garbage patch in the ocean has actually grown to the size of France.
Whoa. Yeah.
And now, actually, lots of people are using more and more plastic, and then they're just, some people are just dumping plastic in the ocean. They're like, hey, I'll just add up to that France of size thing that I just heard on the news. So whatever, a little bit more is not going to do anything, but actually it can do a lot. Imagine this, every single person in the world puts one piece of a candy wrapper inside the ocean. What will that look like? That will look like a big, huge mountain of candy wrappers in the sea. It's horrible.
8 billion plastic candy wrappers.
Yep.
Yeah.
Well, when I was in Mexico, one of my friends, she just unwrapped a candy wrapper, popped the candy in her mouth, and left the candy wrapper on the ground.
Oh, no.
And I'm all like, why did you do that? And she's all like, one tiny thing is not going to hurt anything.
What did you say? It does, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Each one of us can make a huge difference.
Plastic also clogs up storm drains. And in the South Valley, there's like an inch of water around their houses in big storms.
Whoa, and that's from the plastic in the storm drains, which is from the plastic that's flippantly just thrown out. As if it doesn't matter. It actually does matter. Yes, Maya.
At my school, every Friday, every class at the school gets a different area, and we get trash bags, and we collect all the trash, and we separate the trash from the recyclables at our school.
That's such a great project to do that. What a good idea.
One thing that I think is really annoying is whenever I'm at a restaurant, people don't even ask if I want like a plastic cup with a straw or not. They just give me the cup and I can't say no. I have to interrupt them when they're taking my order. They're like, okay, so you want this? I'll be like, I'm gonna get this. And I'm like, wait, I don't want a plastic cup.
So part of your job is clearly that you have to educate people about this crisis because people don't know. They're not doing that to be mean. They just don't know.
And also in Australia, they have plastic-free July, so you don't use any plastic for the whole July.
And wow.
It's trying to help you build habits to not use as much plastic.
Wow. Yeah. Well, we have a lot of work to do, and if you want to learn more about the city's plastic ban, you can go to cabq.gov. There is the city council website there. You can learn a lot about it. The city council live streams its meetings on Mondays. So if you can't make it in person, you can go to a meeting on your computer. You can watch the meeting. But everyone can take the time to comment to your city council or your representative, no matter where you live, because people listen to the Children's Hour from all over the country. So you could join the great list of Austin, Boston, San Francisco, and Santa Fe, and soon maybe Albuquerque. I want to thank you all for being on the show with us today. Kids from the Global Warming Express, kids working on the single-use plastic ban here in Albuquerque. And thank you all so much for being with us, you guys. Thank you.
Thank you.
This is the Formidable Vegetable Sound System, and they are Australian.
There's this stuff that's everywhere. Well, I can see it right here and over there. It comes from deep below the ground, and we spend a lot of time just spreading it round. I'm talking about plastic. It's not fantastic because it never ever goes away. Don't want to use it. We've got to lose it because otherwise it'll be here to stay. I had this friend who got a snack that came all wrapped up in a plastic sack. I said, dude, just noodle your food, and if it comes in plastic, take it back. Because plastic, it's not fantastic, and it's always gonna cost more cash. Don't wanna use it, we've got to lose it, because it always ends up in the trash.
Coyote Choir in the background, and friends, the CD's called Ask the Planet. Before that, you heard the Formidable Vegetable Sound System, and that is from a CD called Grow, Do It.
The Children's Hour is a production of the Children's Hour Incorporated, a New Mexico nonprofit dedicated to producing high-quality, non-commercial, educational children's public radio. Find out more about us and support our work at childrenshour.org. Our theme music was written by C.K. Barlow. Let us know what you think of the show, sign up for our public events, and follow us on social media. It's all at childrenshour.org. Thanks for listening. I'm Katie Stone.
Planeta Tierra, ¿cuánto tú me das?
Árboles vivos con el viento danzar. Planeta Tierra, cuánto tú me das. Yo te prometo que te voy a cuidar. Quiero respirar aire puro nada más. No ver más animales sufrir en el mar. Planeta Tierra, te quiero abrazar. Mimarte, cuidarte, no abandonarte más. Los árboles vivos con el viento danzar. No tiro basura en cualquier lugar. Uso mi bolsita para ir a comprar. Lavo mis dientes o me voy a bañar. No dejo correr el agua sin cesar. Planeta Tierra, cuánto tú me das. Yo te prometo que te voy a cuidar. Quiero respirar aire puro nada más. No ver más animales sufrir en